Welcome back, my friends, to the Anti-Static Podcast. And that was the music right there from a group called Red Eye, who in 1995 released a single, a split release between the Discord and Decomposition record labels. The song that we heard was Special Delivery to My Heart, and the band comprised the talents of Sharon Cheslow. Not really sure what other bands she was involved with, but if you are the owner of that book of Washington, D.C. area punk rock band photography called Band in D.C., which sort of chronicles in photographs the years 1978 to 1985, I think, Sharon Cheslow's name does pop up quite a bit in a photo credit capacity. So it's about time she got on the other side of the lens and started a band of her own. The other member of this band was Tim Green, who's been in more bands than I could care to name. Most recently, I believe he's still involved with that band Cité, who have played live here on WFMU a couple times and have two brilliant records, which are well worth your attention. The song we heard was entitled Special Delivery to My Heart, once again from a group called Red Eye. 1995. Prior to that, music from Barbara Manning from a 1990 single on the Forced Exposure label. That was a song called Haze is Free. I can't read my own handwriting. And I know that Barbara Manning is exactly the sort who would get really, really ticked off if she heard me misannounce the name of her song like that. So if you are listening, Miss Manning, I implore you to please not come and hunt me down and kill me like the irresponsible dog that I truly am. The song is called Haze is Free, and then in parentheses, Mounting a Broken Ladder. This, again, a single on the Forced Exposure label from 1991, it looks like. 1990 or 91. And that song is actually comped on a great Barbara Manning singles collection called Under One Roof, which, as you might imagine, comprises the bulk of the great songs that she released over the years on the 7-inch vinyl format. So there you have it, my friends. This is the Anti-Static Podcast, brought to you on a bi-weekly basis by your good friends and buddies, your drinking buddies, at WFMU, a freeform listener-sponsored radio station here in Jersey City, New Jersey. My name is Mike LaPica. I am your host, and I am delighted to, on each edition of this program, spin for you, he says, like he's some kind of fancy mix und scratch DJ. Three independently released singles that came out anytime between January 1st of 1990 and New Year's Eve of 1999. And you can tell when we play ones towards the later end of that spectrum, this whole specter of Y2K paranoia definitely creeps into the music. And next time we play one of those 1999 records, we'll definitely point that out. There is an arsenal, I'll go so far as to say, of previous editions of Anti-Static that are available for your listening pleasure any old time at the rallying point for this program, which is wfmu.org/playlists/AS. So go back there and dig it, my friends. One more song this week, and then I'll be out of your hair, and you're free to go about whatever sort of sick business that you have at hand. We're going to hear from something kind of different now, sort of a departure from the usual thing. If you can describe what we do here as the usual thing in any capacity, we're going to hear from Othar Turner's Rising Star Fife and Drum Band, a 1995 field recording released by the Sugar Ditch record label. These are original recordings from Gravel Springs, Mississippi, recorded by Othar Turner and the Rising Star Fife and Drum Band, who, incidentally, played in Brooklyn a couple months ago, and somehow, like the irresponsible ass that I am, I didn't go. And that is one of the first great crimes of the 21st century for me, anyway. Anyway, let's listen to Othar Turner's and the Rising Star Fife and Drum Band's rendition of When the Saints Go Marching In, once again from a single on the Sugar Ditch label. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time on the Anti-Static. Oh, bad segue. Sorry about that. You know, I actually want to jump back in here for a second to read something to you about this Othar Turner record. You know, it occurred to me that maybe not everybody is familiar with fife and drum music, or as familiar with it as they should be, at any rate. And if I had had any sense of myself before I started recording this edition of the podcast, I would have dug around inside the record and found this great little description written by Robert Gordon before I introduced the song. But, you know, better late than never. So I want to read this to you. It's just a short paragraph, which, once again, was written by Robert Gordon, and this relates to the Othar Turner Rising Star fife and drum band track that we just heard. It says here, Albert Einstein once said that he did not know what instruments World War III would be fought with, but World War IV would use sticks and stones. A lot of weirdness goes on in Mississippi, and I've never figured out if it's ahead of its time or behind it. The name of the town where Othar Turner lives, Gravel Springs, has rarely appeared on maps except those drawn by hand on brown sacks hiding pints of hooch. The road he lives on is named after O.B. McClinton, a mostly forgotten black country singer who recorded for Stax Records, and the music he plays, the tradition he carries on his back. It's one of America's most overlooked and obscure, though also one of our oldest types of music. Part of the fife and drum's power is its patently primeval roots. One stick is used for beating, one for blowing. You get a rhythm, you get a melody. But the way the drums interact, and the way the fife dances like a rabbit, and the way Othar sings when he's so moved, there's neither space nor need for anything else. Several times, after watching Othar and his family and friends kick up dust in a forgotten Mississippi field, I've been on the interstate speeding a million miles an hour back to the big city of Memphis and wondering to myself, am I going forward in time or am I going back? So chew on that, and we'll see you next time.